It's called Friends. Hello. Sean's making a call, his hand cramped from arthritis. I need to talk, it's cold in the flat. How am I? He's cutting up secondhand books, hoping for a creative breakthrough. Some message from literature. Chris is having problems. Alice is being distant, apparently. A mutual friend, Damon, has died, but how do you write about death in a poem? Chris is living with Julia as a trial, and while Chris quite enjoys childcare and reading Plath and doomy crack voices, he can't really participate. He's thinking about his work and Damon. The phone's ringing. There's some robot on the other end. This is what a poem isn't, thinks Billy, going back to Concrete Island. Jenna has decided to have a child with Max, and Horace and Alex are writing an essay about Alex's supervisor. His poetry, but also his effect on their lives. Sean gets work with the disabled, but is looking forward to taking some time off once his book is out. Karma won some kind of prize and is going to Europe or Africa to write. Max's poems have gone off and Jenna's having second thoughts. Hello, Sean's watching football on TV, hasn't time to talk. Gabby's on antidepressants, she seems better. Ethan got a new boyfriend in New Zealand. Gabby's judging a competition. Alex found something she wrote when she was 10. Even then she intended to be a critic. Her brother has a car accident. She visits him in hospital, reads him the essay. He laughs. Jeremy sends everyone an email about his production of the autobiography of Alice B. Toklas using mice. Mice love it. He writes. There's a new Susan Howe movie out, and Horace has seen it 4 times, once upside down. Billy has hemorrhoids. Max is still writing, hoping to get himself out of his creative slump. Billy lends Max a camera with nude pictures of Australian poet on it. Alex's supervisor has published an essay that's a veiled paean to teacher-student romance. Horace is going to the zoo once a week to photograph elephant hide and doing readings of the wrinkles. Damon reappears as a vampire in Luke's short story and Jenna sleeps with him. Luke's parents are thrilled to be having a grandchild and are texting names such as Titian and Forster to Jenna constantly. Max's poems improve and Luke's story gets rejected about 4 times. Scientists discover a giant Mars bar in Lake Burley Griffin and claim it's over 10,000 years old. Kenny's mother dies and starts writing poetry. Gabby's writing another conference paper on the measuring of frenemy frenzies in friendship networks. It started off as a parody, but quickly became all too meaningful. Ether's back from New Zealand with her new poems. Hay fever season commences. Billy gets involved in his parents' lawsuit. He's probably sleeping with the lawyer again, according to Sean. Sean's been taking his notebook to the park and transcribing all the words, phrases he can see from his bench. Sean has great eyesight. Love is in the air for all snakes, Jenna says. Neither Max nor Luke nor Jenna are snakes. Jason, Colin's dog, unearths a replica of the Sydney Opera House made of chicken bones in the shed of the new share house. Colin rents with Horace and Alex. Crime Stoppers features a blurry video of Jeremy in Alice B. drag, drugging a lab attendant and releasing the mice. Rats? Only Sean recognised him, partly relieved. There appears to be no security footage of his own recent antics. Doug suggests Kenny write his mother poems in first person. Kenny begins dressing in his mother's clothes to write. He doesn't tell anyone this, being unsure of the reaction he'd get. Billy thinks he saw, through his neighbour's borrowed telescope, Horace kissing Alex's supervisor. Sean's writing his latest long poem about apricots, using every adjective he can find in the one wombats. It's called Ferns. Doug has gone on a honey diet to see if it helps his hay fever. Whenever he explains, through sneezing, he has an image of a jar of honey helping an evil giant pollen over a stile into a paddock of sheep with human faces, while Jenna accrued a manuscript. Liz dragged home the ghost of a walrus, leaving for Vietnam soon after. The ghost lay on the decision room rug, assuming an ever more dusty solidity. Horace and Alex preferred shenanigans as subject matter. Alex's supervisor was avoiding her and the essay stalled. After a long conversation with Sean, Alex printed off stacks of emails from her inbox and scissored them in hope of hearing the internet speak. Whatever, she sent them to a journal. From the subsequent rejection, these read like the first drafts of a revolving door. Alex assumed the editor hadn't read to the 1910s yet. There were bigger fish to fry. Alex began collecting the verse of 90s screen sirens, Kim Basinger, Daryl Hannah, and after reading more to me, decided limiting her survey to blondes made more aesthetic sense. Billy's reading series also found some momentum around this time. Hello, can I speak to the poetry reader of the house? Chris did a voice workshop with a bullfrog.